Hold nach te vov am beist, barm gemora. Me fastem in five lines from the bottom in the middle. Me fastem in esach anofim, mit nechil Hashem. So if somebody's a phony, bekitza, he's supposed to tell everybody he's a phony. Sure, people shouldn't think that he's a tzaddik and really is not. The Rashi says, "Mefarsim esachanofim, shein rishoyim. They're really a rosha. Omar and atzman ketzadikim. They're a phony. They look to people as if they're tzaddikim. Im yesh makib amaisov. If somebody knows it, realizes that this guy's really a phony. He's really a rosha, even though he looks like he's a tzaddik. His mitzvah lefarsim. He should tell everybody. Mefnechil Hashem. Sheb nayodim lemeidim amaisov. Shesvurim olosh tzaddik." First of all, people think he's a tzaddik. They'll try and learn from him. And really, he's a rosh. He'll teach them bad things. The yod another pshat. Kishabo lo peronis. When this person will get punishment, but the yod and people will say, mahoyo lo is chusoy. Like people will only think he's a tzaddik. So they'll think a tzaddik gets punishment. And they're not going to realize the reason why this guy gets his punishment because really he's a phony. He's a rosh. So as a mitzvah to tell people about it, that this guy's a phony, people shouldn't learn to think that tzaddikim have to get punishments. Shenamah, the pasuk says, "Oveshuv tzaddik mititkai v'yasa ovel v'nasata michshol afonav." That when a tzaddik that does bid, there'll be a michshol, and people come to learn from it. So it's a mitzvah lefarsamay. V'ayt tshuvas hamachlotim ma'akevas apronis. Hamachlotim means a rosh gomer. Rashi rishoyim gemurim. Even though the person was a rosh gomer, if he does tshuva, the tshuva helps. Hakadosh Baruch Hu's makabel is tshuva, and it's ma'akevas apronis. It stops the punishment from coming. Even though there was a gzar din in Shemayim, he's supposed to get punishment because he did so many averus. Still, if it does true, it helps. Like one man, the chur goes to Rabbi Yitzchok, that holds that v'chol yom v'yom, a person has a curse to do tshuva to be korei his gzar din. If a rosh has an easy life, at the end it's going to be a takol. It's only going to end up to be bad for him. And the pshat is, Rashi says, if they have an easy life, so they're just going to sit and do more averus. Like this, if they have a troublesome life, they're busy, they're too busy to do averus. But if a rosha has it easy, it's just worse off, he'll do more averus. If someone takes over a title, it becomes like a leader, it just kills them earlier. The Rashi says, a rabbonis, somebody comes to rabbonis, comes to rov, is the leader, is Mekaveres Baileho. Shenemer, it says by Yosef, Vayomis Yosef Tchilo, V'yachaka Kolochev. And since Yosef became the leader, that's what he was made, he died first. So tomorrow, Orom Nichnas Lo, a person comes into this world undressed, naked. V'orim Yotzim, and a person goes out of this world without undressed. Elavai Shete Yitzia Kibiyah. Halavai, you should leave the world the same way he came in. And just like he came in without a chet, halavai, should leave the world also without a chet. Moses Rav ki evinofak lemeidin dino. When Rav used to go to a psak din, he would be the dayin. So before he passed the din, he wanted to give himself like musar, like to make sure he's going to pass in the right way. So he said like this, Omar, hochi, Rav said like this, v'tzvi nafshe lekotla. With my own will, I'm going to lekotla, I may kill myself. Nofik, lekotla nofik, I'm going to kill myself. In other words, I'm going to have a psak din now. If I pass in the wrong way, maybe I'll be mechuyev misa for this. Less so of it. And I didn't take care of my things in my house. I didn't take care of my household yet. For reikin lebeis yozlan, I'm going to come back to my house empty-handed. In other words, from this psak din, I don't plan to take any money. I'm not going to make the psak din. I'm not to gain money to take money back home. No, I'm going to come home empty-handed. O levai shetei biyakitziya. Halavai, the same way I'm going, I come in, like without a chet, I should leave the bezdin without a chet also. In other words, to give him a little musa before he passes into the shiloh, to make sure he has no netiyah one way or the other way, he's only making a psak shalemis. Rava, ki have enough of ladina. When Rava went to pass in the shiloh, went to bezdin. Omer Hoch, this is what Rava said, that bitzova nav shilakot lanofik. With his own will, he's like going, maybe lakot, maybe he'll have to have a chiv misa. The same thing, if he passes the wrong way, maybe you'll have a chiyuv misa. Rashi, b'tzvi nafshav, b'tzvi nafshav, with his own will, lekot lozul, lisa oynesh chet, shema yishke b'din, v'yalatz meyom akein. He said about himself, maybe you'll make a mistake now in the psak din, and because of his mistake, he'll be mechuyuv misa. It's like he warned himself, make sure you pass in the right way. Utzvu beisa lesu over, I'm not going to do it for my own house. Rashi, b'chol zeh, lo yasa tzorki beisi, I'm not going to make money to bring home. That's not my intentions. I'm going to give the psak din. I'm doing a psak shalemis. I'm going to come home empty-handed. I should go the same way I come in, I should come out. And just like I'm going in without a chet, I should come out without a chet. When Rava saw that a bunch of people were walking him home, they wanted to give him covet. He saw a whole bunch of people walking, following him to give him covet. His Omri said like this, in order he shouldn't become a Bagaivanik, he shouldn't lift himself up too high, he said like this, Im yala la shamoyim, if you go up to the shamayim, and if your head reaches the clouds, is yagia kegeloloi lonetzach yoved royav yoimru ayoy. So you have to say like, you're going to be like a gogoloi, the glau, the waste that comes out of the behemoth, that's what you'll be. In other words, that you have to know not to be like Ivanik. Shashim yal l'shamayim siyu, soifet gogol lonetzach yoved. The person comes too high, makes himself like he reaches the shamayim ready, he'll end up to be nothing. He said this and he should not become a Bagaivanik. That's why Rav said this. Rav Zutra ki have a mechasve lebe shabbata de rigla. When Rav Zutra, when he's old already, when they wanted to bring him in to give the drosha on the Shabbos of the regal, before the Yom Tovim, they gave a big drosha, so they used to carry him al ksefu on the shoulders. Drosha mechasve le zokin hoya. Rav Zutra was an older person already. They carried him on poles on the shoulders, like how like a chair, and they lifted him up. They did this, no, they didn't make him walk in. They rather carried him in order that the tzibu would not have to stand up for him. So Pasha, this man Yom is going, that reichiv is like him halach dummy. If a person is reichiv, it's like being carried, riding, it's considered like he's walking, and when somebody's walking, you don't have to stand up. So Mela, therefore, they let him sit and carry him, that the people do not have to stand up for him. If I can, Reichiv is Kiyeshiv Dami. Forget. When do you have to stand up for somebody when he's standing up? The Churis Mandiyam holds that Reichiv is Kiyeshiv Dami. The fact that you're sitting right now and not standing up, if you're sitting down, they don't have to stand up for you. So they're going now, since he's sitting on the chair, even though they're carrying him, bringing him in, but since he's sitting, that's called Kiyeshiv Dami, and therefore the people don't have to stand up to give him covet. Not to be matriarch, not to bother the people, that they should not have to stand up. Is Omri said like this, Ki lo liyolam choysin, you're not always going to be rich. V'yemnezel ador v'ador, is seis p'nei rosha, if v'yemnezel ador v'ador, no, you're not always going to have it. Also, like Yevim Musa, don't think too high of yourself. Pasuk says, seis p'nei rosha le'toiv. Not nice, like to lift up, to look up to Rishoyim. It means loy toiv l'Rishoyim shenoisim lehem ponim ve'elam azeh. It's not good for the Rishoyim that nice upon things are good for them. It means seis p'nei rosha means if you act nice to Rishoyim, it's not good in this world. In other words, if Rishoyim have it easy, the people act nice to them, it's no good for them in this world. That means loy toiv li'achav. It wasn't good for Achav shenoso loy ponim ve'elam azeh. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu was meichel him and didn't give him his punishment on this world. Shenem the pasuk says, "Yan ki nichna ochim lefonai." Since Achav, even though he was a big rasha, but since he did one schus, he was nichna. He bowed down to Hashem. He was machni. He lowered himself. He humbled himself in front of Hashem. So Hashem said, "Lo'avi harav yomav." I'm not going to bring the punishment back in his lifetime, and that's no good for them because like this, they don't get the punishment. They keep on doing rishus. They do worse and worse. And where did I get the punishment? In Gehenna. So they would have been much better off to have the punishment on this world. So it's no good really for the Rishoyim, the fact that Hashem is nice upon him, like forgives them, doesn't give them the punishment here, gives it to them later. They would have been better off to get the punishment here. Pasuk says, La'ahatois tzadik b'mishpat toiv lehem. In other words, if you do not good to tzadikim, it's good for them. That means, La'ahatois tzadik b'mishpat. Means toiv lehem letzadikim she'ein noisim lehem ponim ve'elam azeh. It's good for a tzadik if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not nice upon him, doesn't act nice, doesn't give them something good in this world. In other words, that they'll get their maybe punishment in this world, k'day that all their schar they'll get ve'elam habur. So it's good for tzadikim that Hashem is not nice upon him, doesn't like forgive them, doesn't like act special to them in this world. That means Tov Leila Moshe was good for Moshe. Shelo Nosa Leifonim Boilam Azir. That Hashem was not nice upon him, didn't forgive him completely in this world. Shenemar Apostle says, Yan Lehem Mantem Bilak Tishani. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe his Einish and said that since you didn't make enough Kiddush Hashem, instead of talking to the stone, you hit the stone, Barabim, you didn't make enough Kiddush Hashem, so because of that chet, you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe was mace. To the Diyuk, if it wouldn't have been that Moshe did this chet, if he would have had Amun and Hashem, it would have made the Kiddush Hashem, if he would have spoken to the stone and not hit it, it wouldn't have come his time to be mace. So you see here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not nice upon him, like Hashem did not overlook this chet that Moshe Rabbeinu did. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the chet as a chet, and because that Moshe was mace. And that was a school that was good for Moshe Rabbeinu. And like he got his einish on this world, that in the next world he only gets his schar, no einishim. But says, Ashrehim leTzadikim, it's good for Tzadikim, leidayin, not only, shein zeichin, that they themselves are zeichim, el leshemezakin levneihim levneivneihim, ad zeif koderis. This chutz even helps protect their own children and the children's children, ad zeif koderis. We know Aaron had four children. We know two of them were burnt, died. Now, how many really were supposed to die? How many really were supposed to die like Nadav Avihu died? Really, Shenemar Apostle says, the ones that were left over. In other words, Rashi Alma, even the other two also really were supposed to be burnt. Really, all four sons of Aaron should have been burnt. But they were left over. Ella, why were they left over? She'omad lehem schus avim, because the schus of Aaron or of Moshe Rabbeinu protected them. So the schus of their fathers protect the children. Oy lehem l'rishoyim, oy vei to the rishoyim, loy dayin, not only she'mechayav and atzmon, that they themselves deserve to get punishment, ella she'mechayav and levneim, they cause their children also to get punishment. Ulevneivneim, the children's children. Atzev kolderis, mamish atzev kolderis, because of one Russia, he could call all his children to get punishment. Har beit bonim hoyle leKanan. Canaan had a lot of children. Shoruyin lisma ketevi avdoi. Show Rabbi Gamliel. What you do with the Gemara Mishnah Brachos brings down that the Gamliel had a special eved. He was from Canaan, but he was called Tevi Avdoi, and he was a kosher eved. One man the other called him a Talmud Chacham even. And that was the Maisa that says usually when you ever dies, you're not allowed to be mekabel tanchumim. You can't like act like a regular person died. But when Rabbi Gamliel, when his eved was nice, he was mekabel tanchumim. And the Gemara said, "I am not allowed to." So the Gemara answered, "He said, Tevi Avdi loikishar avodim no kosher hoya. He was a special eved. He was a kosher one." So the Gemara said, "Like really, there should have been a lot of avodim that should have been kosher like Tevi Avdi. So how come all the other avodim we never hear another eved that came out of Canaan that's called a kosher? Mashem, all the other avodim were only klolos, were cursed." It's because of the chayv that Canaan did, his klola that he did, was gorm all his children, at least most of them, all had the klola. They were all called like cursed avodim. And nobody was really called the kosher eved, only this one eved of Rav Gamliel, the Tevi Avdi, he was called the kosher. Moravaita kol ha-mezake es-rabim. Whoever does mitzvahs and helps along the rabbin, helps other people also to do mitzvahs, is ein chet bo al yodoy. It's a school that you yourself won't come to do a chet. Rashi says ein chet bo al yodoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu manchem iponev es averis. Shletovul yodoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you and pushes away the etzara that you won't come to do the averis. And the opposite, v'chol hamachti es rabim, whoever does, makes other people do chatoy, not only he does, he causes other people also, is kamat ein maspikim biyodol las teshuvah. The kamat don't help you at all. Some of Rashi take out the word kamat, but they don't help you at all in Shemayah to do tshuva. It's going to be very hard for you to do tshuva. Now, kol ha-mazak is the rabbi main chet po yodoi. What's the hezah my time away? Why, if you help other people to do toiv, you don't have a chet? K'dei shelo yehei hu b'gehenim v'talmido v'gan eden. It's like you have talmidim, so it's not nice that the talmidim will go to Gan Eden. And you, the rabbi, you being gehenim, it's not nice. So because of that, Hashem helps you that you won't do a chet. Shenem the pasuk says, ki lo yisazoiv nafshi lishoil. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't let his chassidim to go see shochas to see Gehenim. In other words, if you have tamidim, your mezak, other people, b'schus zeh, you yourself won't come to do chatoim. Shrashi k'lo yisazav navshi, l'madnu she HaKadosh Baruch Hu meneya sachet mil hachshilei. Kodesh Baruch Hu holds back the chet and doesn't let the Yetzara be machshir you. Right to the other way, whoever causes other people to do chatoim, do bad, is a maspikim b'yodol asas tshuva. They don't let you in Shemayim do tshuva, they hold you back. Why? Shelo yehu b'gan Eden, if you, the big rush that caused everybody else to do, if you do tshuva, you'll end up in Gehenim, v'talmid b'gan Eden, and your talmidim will be burning in Gehenim, that's also not nice. So since you were the one that caused them to go to Gehenim, Hashem doesn't let you do tshuva so easy, so that you'll also be in Gehenim. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Adam Oshuk, Vedam is Nofesh Adbor, Yonus Altismuchu Boy. You're not going to be helped. In other words, if you make other people go to Gehenim, you won't be helped. They won't help you in Shemayim. Yeah. Right, the Mishnah said, Ho'imer Echte V'yoshu. Somebody says, I'll do a chet right now. I know I'll get punished for it. No, I'll do tshuva. Then a second time, Echte V'yoshu. Again, the person does the same chet. And he says, again, I'll do tshuva. So the Mishnah says also, I must speak in the other last of tshuva. They don't help you to do tshuva. The more lomuli lameim echte v'yoshev, echte v'yoshev. How come the Mishnah says it twice? The Chur, what's the kasha? The Chur poshid, you learn that after one time, it doesn't happen. It's only you have to do it two times. The Chur, that's part of the Gemara's kasha. Like, what's the difference? What's so bad if you did it once or twice? Like the Chur, if one time is not so bad, mashma, if you say once, echte, I'll do the chet v'yoshev and I'll do tshuva. They don't stop you, they let you do tshuva. So what's the difference too? Because one more time, it's so gefährlich. So Gemara says yes. And the Gemara k'derav huna. Omar Rav. The Omar Rav huna Omar Rav. Kivon sh'over odem avera v'shona bo. When a person does an avera once, and then he does the same avera a second time, you should know, hutraloi. His mamish becomes like a sutra. He thinks he's allowed to do it now. For the Gemara, hutraloi stak b'daituch. Can you tell me it really means you have a hefty, you're allowed to do it? Because you did the avera twice. Now you're allowed to do it. Ella, what it means to say is, nasis like heter. The person makes it to himself as if he's doing something right. There is one time you do something wrong and you feel bad. Ah, I'm doing a chet. The second time you do it already, it's already got to you that now you're talking to yourself, I'm doing the right thing. And I've added a third, a fourth, a fifth time. So that's pshat in the Mishnah. If you say twice, you do the chet, then they're not going to let you do tshuva anymore. Because when you do it twice, yes, twice is worse than once. If you do it only once, a person feels bad about it. And he could do tshuva, he really feels bad. Mashenkin, once you do it twice, then it's very hard to do tshuva. Then the Yetzirah got a hold of you, and it's mamish naslik heter, it's very hard to do tshuva. The Rashi says, the k'derav huna, the chiva and the chot, the trei zimna, when a person does the chet twice, shuvein maspikim yod las the tshuva, lefi shraveira doimalov heter. That's the hezber. Because when you do it twice, now it, you consider as if you did the right thing already. So therefore, it's very hard to do tshuva. Right, and then the Mishnah says, Lashon of Echtov Yom Kippur Mechaper. Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper. Because here it doesn't say twice, here even one time. If a person says, yes, I'll do Chatoyim. You'll get an Oynish? No, I'll wait for Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur will be Mechaper. So the Mishnah says, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper. It's not Mechaper. The Mishnah says, Leibel Lechur Masnissan like Rebbe. Lechur, our Mishnah does not go according to Rebbe. The Tanya we learned before, Rebbe says, I call Avera Shabbatayram. Bein osa tshuva, bein loyosa tshuva Yom Kippur Mechaper. Rebbe holds that if you live through Yom Kippur, even if you don't do tshuva, still you have a kapurim. It's the atzuma shoyim, the day itself of Yom Kippur, has the kayak to be Mechaper, to clean us off. So the Rishonim want to say, Avada doesn't clean you off completely. Avada Rebbe also's made that you have to have tshuva to make a kapura gemura. But I call upon him, Rebbe holds the actual day of Yom Kippur itself has the kayak to wash you off a little bit. It gives you a little bit kapura. So the Chura, how could you tell me then, if a person says Echta, and I wait for Yom Kippur, it's not Mechaper, why not? According to Rebbe, it's Mechaper even without Tshuva. So why shouldn't it be good? So Mora says, no, Afilu Tema Rebbe, this member could even go according to Rebbe. I'll tell you, Agav Shani, when does Rebbe say Yom Kippur is Mechaper for you? If you didn't say this Loshen, speak out, like you didn't Shepherdzich, you didn't start up with Yom Kippur. You didn't say, I'm going to do the Chet now when I rely on Yom Kippur to Mechaper me. It's time you did a Chet. Later, when you live through Yom Kippur, it's Mechaper you. But if you check, if you start up with Yom Kippur, now you tell Yom Kippur, you know, I'm going to do Chatoyim now, and I'm not afraid I'll get a punishment, because I know you, Yom Kippur, you'll have to forgive me. Nothing doing. Then when it comes to Yom Kippur, for this person, Yom Kippur doesn't clean him. It's not Mechaper him at all. So Mishnah says, Averis between you and Hashem, then you have the kapara on Yom Kippur. Just you have mechila. Mashenkim and Adam lechaveroi, you don't have a mechila, you don't have a kapara just by saying vidui. You have to first go be mafayish yechaver. You have to ask your friend to be mechayu. Romile Rav Yosef bar Chavoy l'Rabbi Yavua. Averoi shebenodem l'chaveroi. Averoi shebenodem l'chaveroi. Ein yom kippur mechaper. Yom kippur, that's what our Mishnah says. Yom kippur is not mechaper. I will accept the Pasuk says, v'yemyech t'ish li'ish, ufil loy Elohim. Is if a person does a chet one to another, ufil loy to have a minirid, this means Elohim like. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mechaper him. So as mashma, if you do a chet, you do something wrong to your friend, you could come on to Hashem, will forgive you. All you have to do is just do tshuva. Maria says, no, my Eloi, him here, it means dying. Doesn't really mean Hashem, it means only him here, it means the dying. It means you go to Bezdin, and like if you stole from a person, and you give back, and you ask Mechila, then you'll have Kapora. Then it's not enough just to do tshuva, you have to go ask Mechila from your friend. Freddy Mari Hachi, if so, Amos safe, let's see the end. The end says, V'yim l'Hashem yech te'ish, mi yispaloloi. If you do a chet to Hashem, who will forgive you? So, Hachi Kama, im yech tish li'ish. If a person does a chet to his friend, ufil loy Elohim, and the bezdin helps you out, is yimchuloi, then you'll have a mechila. Avivim l'Hashem yech tish. Let's say, no, a person didn't do an aveira to his friend. A person only did an aveira like he ate chazir. He only did an aveira benodim l'mokam. Mi yispalo b'yadoi. Who's going to help you? Then it doesn't help to go ask your friend for mechila. Your friend can't help you then. Then you only come on to tshuva ma'isim toifim. Then if you did a chet between you and Hashem, the only thing that would help you is you do tshuva ma'isim toifim. So that's the pshat in our Mishnah. Averis ben odem l'mokam, you do tshuva, it helps. Averis ben odem l'chaveroi, you have to first ask mechila from your friend, and then avade still you have to ask mechila from Hashem. Because every aver you did ben odem l'chaveroi is also an aver ben odem l'Hashem. Like Hashem said, don't hurt your friend. Don't steal, don't hit your friend. So every time you hurt your friend, you're also doing an aver to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So avad, first you have to ask your friend for mechila, and then avad, you still have to have mechila. Avad, you still have to daven to Hashem. Hashem should be mechila. You have to do tshuva. Amar Rav Yitzchak, kol ha-maknet es chaveroi. If somebody chepezich, bothers his friend, hurts his friend, afilu b'dvorim, even if you only spoke not nice about him, you hurt him by saying bad things to him, it's sorach l'faisoi. So you have to ask him for mechila, you have to appease him. Shenamar HaPosuk says, B'ni, imarafto l'rayecho, tokato lazor kapechi, if you did something bad to your friend, either you hit him with your hands, or else nakash debrim epicha, you heard him just with imre picha, just with your mouth, was saying, as asoy zoyz, do this, eifoy b'ni, v'hi notzold, how are you going to be saved? Kivosa v'chaf r'yecho, because you hurt your friend. Lechis rapes, go and be machni yourself to him, or ask him for mechila, or rahav r'yecho, come to love him, come to be his friend. So in other words, even if Yoni, b'imrei fichi, Yoni spoke bad to him, still you have to ask him for mechila. In momen yesh b'yodcha, if you have money, if you stole from your friend, hata le pisas yad, open up your hands and give him back the money. V'yim lav, if you didn't steal from him, you just spoke bad to him, har b'yol of reyim, try and act, be friendly with him, or else make other people be friendly with him, because then that person should be meichuyu. Rashi says here, Lechis rapis means yad. Ufaraloi, open up your hand and pay him back the money. V'yal mukash imre picho. Let's say you spoke bad about your friend. Imaknitosoi, then reyev reyecha. Means harbe reyim. Have a lot of friends go to him. Levake shemeno mechilo. Now that person should be meichuyu. You. And speak to a lot of people, they should go talk him in to forgive you. You have to go with three different rows. And each row you have to have three people. In other words, you have to go three times, and each time you have to have three people with you. The pasuk says, Yoshor al anoshim, v'yoymecha tosi, v'yoshor havisi, v'loy shavali. Mashma, three times you have to go. Shashim v'sholosh shuris, sholosh pomi faisuam. Each time you go to him, you have to go with three people, and each time you have to ask him to forgive you. Yosher means loshen of a row. And each row means at least three people. Chotosi, hare pamach, that's one. The yosher havisi hare shtayim. Vloshovli hare shleishim. That's right, from this pasuk, three times you have to go to your friend to ask him to be meichel you, and each time you have to have three people with you. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Choma, someone goes, Omar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, kol ha-mevakesh mata mechaveroi. If somebody asks mechila from his friend, is ha-yevakesh mimenu yosef mishloshe pomin. You should not ask your friend more than three times. If he doesn't forgive you after three times, you don't have to ask him more. Shenema the Apostle says, ono sono v'yata sono. That's all. Mashma three times. Trashi ono sono v'yata sono. Ein no elosha makosha. So mashma three times. That's all. V'yemeis. Let's say your friend died. You did something wrong to your friend, and before you asked him for mechila, he died. Is how do you get your kapara? How do you get your mechila? Is alocha maybe asar ben yodim? You have to take 10 people with you. Go to where is basic. Go to basic forest where he's buried. For your omer, say like this: I did a chet to Hashem. Like we said, every chet ben odin lachaveroi is also a chet ben odin lamakim. Or lepleini, and also to this person, shechavalti boy, I did something bad to him, and he asked me for mechila. Rabbi Yirmiyah heavy lay milso le Rabbi Abba bade. Rabbi Yirmiyah had something that your baba didn't act nice to him. Your baba. What she says. Helenosa Rababa Bade, Ms. Rababa, Hoyolo Lisroy Marab Yimya, Shechotoloi. In other words, Rababa did something bad to Rab Yimya. Okay. Rab Yimya did something bad to Rababa. Because Rab Yimya did something bad to Rababa, so Rab Yimya now wants to go ask Mechila from Rababa. Is Rab Yimya did something bad, Heavenly Milsa Rabada, is Bahade. Is Ozel, so Rab Yimya went to visit Rababa to ask him for Mechila. Is Esav Adosha Ad Rababa. Rabbi Yirmiya came to the doorpost of Rababa. Bahadi Dishodi Amte Maya Motes Rifei De Maya Aresha. When Rababa's maid was spilling out the dirty water, some of the water fell on Rabbi Yirmiya's head. Is Omas, Rabbi Yirmiya said, Osuni Ki Ashpa, you made me like the garbage. Korah Nafshi called upon himself the Posik, May Ashpa is Yoram Evyun. From the Ashpa, from the garbage, Hashem picks up the Evyun. Is Shomer Rababa, so Rababa heard what's going on. So really, Rabbi Yirmiya was coming to Rababa, Rababa should be Meichelim. Because Rabbi Yirmiya did something wrong to Rababa. But now it came out that Rababa did something wrong to Rabbi Yirmiya. Is Venophagli Apis, Rababa went out to see Rabbi Yirmiya. Omalei, so Rababa told Rabbi Yirmiya, Hashta, now that this happened to you, that some of my dirty water went on you, Tzirichna Lamepek Adaitchum, I have to go and ask you for Mechila now. The Pasuk says, Leichis rapes or rover yechon. Like if you did something bad to somebody else, right away go and ask him mechila. See, when the Rabbi Yirmiya was coming to Rababa, now it came out to Rababa how to ask mechila back from Rabbi Yirmiya. Well, Rabbi Zera ki hevele milsa badi inchi. When Rabbi Zera had that somebody did something bad to him, so the person was supposed to ask mechila from Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Zera did something very nice. Have icholef v'ton lekamei. Rabbi Zera used to always make himself go in front of that person. Umamtilei, that's in order that the other person should find Rabbi Zera easily. In order that that person should ask the mechila from Rabbi Zera. Now let's say Reuven did something bad to Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Zera wanted to make it easy for Reuven to ask mechila. So Rabbi Zera used to walk in front of Reuven a lot, in order that Reuven would have a very easy time to ask mechila from Rabbi Zera. Rav hevelei milsa badi hutavcha. Rav had a story with the butcher, that the butcher did something wrong to Rav. The butcher didn't act nice to Rav. He did a tabachot aloy. The tabach did a chet after she gypped Rav. He charged him too much. He didn't give him good meat. He did something wrong. So the butcher never came to ask mechila from Rav. If Amal Yom Kippur came Erev Yom Kippur, and Poshid Rav, as his chassidus, got worried for this butcher. He figured, oy vey, it's Erev Yom Kippur now. The person didn't ask me for mechila. If he's going to go through Yom Kippur, he'll have a big einish. So Omar, so Rav said, I myself, Rav, will go to meet this Tabach, the butcher, like maybe he'll be Mephias. Even if Lashon, I'll be Mephias him, I'll like appease him, really means to say that maybe he'll be Mephias me, and I'll be able to be Michael him. Yeah. Is Poga Be Rafuna. So Rafuna met up with Rav, where are you going to? Has Rav Huna asked Rav, where are you going now? Omalei, so Rav answered back to Rav Huna, Lefusilapalni, I'm going to appease that person. Really what he meant to say is, I hope, halavai, that person, like, will appease me. Is Omar, Rav Huna knew what was going on, and he said, Omar, Ozel Abba, no, it's Rav, you, my called Lashnik Abba, Lemikto Nafshe, you're going to kill that person. Because I will soon see the story is that the butcher never asked Mechila for Rav, and because of that, the butcher himself died. So Rav Huna knew what was going on here.